Right. Well, we've got a lot going on, that's for sure. My next guest, Paul Kamen, our lead counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center. We need access to the interview between Special Counsel Robert Hur and Joe Biden, but they're not giving it up. They're not giving it up at all, and so there's a fight for that. Apparently, Robert Hur is going to be on Capitol Hill this week. Joining me is Paul Kamen. Our Paul, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Steve. My pleasure.
So, Hur's coming to Capitol Hill, but the transcript we don't have. So, we were talking about this in the break. Joe Biden, not competent enough to face charges of having documents, lots of them that he wasn't supposed to have, not entitled to, illegal possession of documents. But you look at him at the State of the Union when he's all jacked up on whatever they gave him. Oh, look at how great he is. Look how strong he is. They want it both ways all the time, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And what's really outrageous is that here you had the committees, Jim Jordan and James Comer, back a month ago saying, okay, give us a copy of the transcript if you're not going to give us the video of the deposition that Biden took back in October for over 2 days, 7 hours total. And they turned over some underlying documents to the committee. Some of it was classified, they said, so it had to go to a SCIF or what have you. Wait a minute, let me get back straight. They said, you can come look at it at our place, but we're not going to give it to you. But okay, let's put that aside. How about just a transcript of the interview itself? And they said now, Jim Jordan sent a letter and his committee back February 12th saying, hey, cough it up. And they're still slow walking. And they said, oh, there's classified information and sources and methods, and we've got to redact it. Give me a break. I mean, Hur released his report a couple of weeks ago, as we all know, but it doesn't take them, 4 or 5 months to redact information? They could do that in a few days. So that's really key about this is that, as you recall, after the Hur report came out, Biden was really upset, saying, how dare they ask me about the death of my son, et cetera.
They didn't.
Well, so, yeah, he brought it up.
Yeah, he brought it up. That's right. They didn't ask him about that. You know, it's interesting. I don't want to share this with the folks because the reason they don't want this out there, clearly, it's an election year, right? And they don't want the truth to come out and say, well, here's what he said, and now Hur's going to testify. Because, for example, CNN did an instant poll after the State of the Union. 65% of viewers offered a positive review, said CNN. And all the, you know, the media was, look, at 65% had a positive view. That's the lowest number ever recorded by CNN because you have partisans that watch the speech primarily, more Democrats than Republicans by far. So they give a positive review. It is the worst number ever for a post-State of the Union address. They know they're in real trouble. They don't want Robert Hur on top of that. They've got Lake and Riley now as the face of the open border because they're getting people killed in this country, lots of them.
He can't even pronounce Lakin's name. He calls her Lincoln.
Right, Lincoln.
Riley.
Yeah.
And he had the badge right in front of her that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave him. He looked at it. Lincoln Riley. You know, come on.
Right.
And then the other thing is it wasn't a State of the Union message. Just get that straight. It was a campaign rally.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, yelling four more years. Have we ever seen that during a State of the Union? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But the point is that it was a pure campaign rally. He didn't talk about, what's going on with the economy and the border, et cetera, other than to say that, Lincoln, he calls her Lincoln, Riley got killed by one illegal. Oops, we said the I word. I'm supposed to say undocumented, right? But he says there's thousands of legals that are killing people. What kind of analogy is that?
It's not. Really is, you know, the funny thing is, he admitted she was killed by an illegal. Then he comes back over the weekend with some powder puff MSNBC interview and apologizes for using the word illegal. Basically apologizes to the killer. Not to Lake and Riley's family. Donald Trump met with Lake and Riley's family. Donald Trump offered condolences to Lake and Riley's family. He was involved there when Joe Biden was who knows where. You know, who knows where.
Exactly. Yeah, and getting back to this transcript that they're holding back. When he had the interview, he had his personal attorneys and the White House counsel there, and one of them is Bob Bauer. Well, if you recall Bob Bauer, he's his personal attorney. He's, by the way, married to Anita Dunn, who is the Bob Biden special advisor up there. But recall when they first found the documents at the Penn Biden Center, Bob Bauer said, oops, we came across this. I can't touch it because I don't have classified clearance. And they turned it over to the White House counsel, the FBI at that time, supposedly. Well, hey, Bob, if you don't have the clearance then, how did you have the clearance to sit at this so-called classified deposition with Biden? And now the National Legal Policy Center, I've got a Freedom of Information request pending with them, and I'm going to probably be dropping a lawsuit very shortly to get this transcript released. So stay tuned on that.
So how do you fund these lawsuits? It just occurs to me when you say that, because there are groups like yours out there fighting every day to try to get the truth answered, trying to get FOIA requests or whatever we need,
right,
to get, you know, light into the darkness. Are you nonprofits? How do you guys survive out there?
Yeah, no. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, we're totally nonprofit. We're a small but scrappy ethics watchdog group. So I urge your viewers to go to our website. It's nlpc.org. You'll see all our great stuff, and we really appreciate any support you all can give us, because you know, we do have to carry on this fight, and it's hard going up against the federal government and the Merrick Garland Justice Department.
Merrick Garland, who, by the way, has stated that his priority is to make sure that there are no voter ID laws in America. How does that make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. And that just goes to show you what they're trying to do is to get as much Democratic voters that they can. And also, that's what this whole immigration's about. They want to have, you know, these millions to come in to fast track them to citizenship so they can vote. And here, you know, you have to have some states like California, I believe, on the ballot, is that they're saying, hey, you can't vote unless you're a citizen. But that, there's a lot of pushback on that. And
I wrote about this. I wrote about this going on 10 years ago now, that California at the time had five members of Congress it was not entitled to legally because they had all these illegals in their state. I think the number is larger now, but states like California, Texas, Florida have all sorts of members of Congress they're not entitled to because of illegals, because they get counted along with everybody else. And so states like mine, Michigan, we get
well,
screwed.
Right. As far as for the redistricting. Yeah, redistricting, you're absolutely right. Whether they can vote or not, they do get the unfair advantage here. So it really is despicable all the way around.
There you go. Paul Kaminer, NLPC, National Legal Policy Center. Help the folks out, you know, that are out there fighting for us every day. Throw a nickel or two into the pot. We need to do what we can. Paul, thank you.
Everything helps.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
A lot, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. I've never mentioned that before, but, you know, these organizations are out there. They're nonprofits, which means they take donations. They can't solicit advertising like we do here and different things. They need to, you know, they need donations to make it all, to make the world go round, if you will, all right? I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
MyBridges is here to help you access benefits. If you received a Medicaid renewal packet, follow these steps. Fill out or log into your MyBridges account to complete and sign your forms as soon as possible. Include any required documents, like proof of income, assets, or expenses. Learn more at michigan.gov/mybridges. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.